يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَّا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدٍ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ.
Believers, fear Allah and let every person look to what He sends forward for the morrow. Fear Allah. Allah is well aware of all that you do. Believers, fear Allah and let every person look to what He sends forward for the morrow.
The words "for the morrow" refer to the hereafter. In other words, the assumption is that the life of this world constitutes today, whose morrow is the day of resurrection.
وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ.
And be not like those who forgot Allah, and so He made them oblivious of themselves. They are the wicked ones. And so He made them oblivious of themselves.
If one forgets God, this inevitably leads one to forget one's true self. When man forgets that he is God's servant, he assigns to himself a position that is basically wrong. Thus, his whole life is oriented in the wrong direction because of this misconception on his part. The same happens when he forgets that he is the servant of none else except the one true God. When this happens, he refrains from serving Him whose born servant he is, and serves instead many others whose servant he is not.
لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون.
Those destined for the fire and those destined for paradise cannot be alike. Verily, it is those destined for paradise who shall triumph.
لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون.
Had we sent down this Quran upon a mountain, you would indeed have seen it humbling itself and breaking asunder out of fear of Allah. We propound such parables to people that they may reflect. You would indeed have seen it humbling itself and breaking asunder out of fear of Allah.
This parable stresses the awesomeness of the responsibility symbolized by the Quran's revelation. The Quran extols God's greatness and states in clear and emphatic terms how immense man's responsibility towards God is. Had any mountain been endowed with the understanding granted to man, it would have trembled and shivered with fear.
هُوَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا هُوَ عَالِمُ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ هُوَ الرَّحْمَنُ الرَّحِيمُ.
He is Allah. There is no God but He, the knower of the unseen and the manifest. He is the most merciful, the most compassionate. He is Allah. There is no God but He.
None other than God has the status and position that entitles Him to be served and worshipped. None other than God is possessed of the attributes and powers that justify regarding them as an object of worship and service.
هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون.
He is Allah. There is no God but He, the King, the Holy, the All Peace, the giver of security, the overseer, the most mighty, the overpowering, the all great. Exalted be He from whatever they associate with Him, the King, the Holy.
God is above any defect or shortcoming, nor is it possible that He has any demerit. On the contrary, He is the most holy, one about whom no imperfection is conceivable.
The all peace,
God is far above being liable to any harm, weakness, or deficiency, nor can His perfection ever suffer decline.
The giver of security.
God's creatures are secure from the possibility that He will ever subject them to injustice, or deny them their rights, or nullify the reward of their deeds, or commit a breach of promise.
The overseer.
The word used in the text is Muhaimin, which signifies that God is 1. The guardian and protector, 2. The one who observes all what others do, and 3. The provider.
هُوَ اللَّهُ الْخَالِقُ الْبَارِئُ الْمُصَوِّرُ لَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ
He is Allah, the planner, executor, and fashioner of creation. His are the names most beautiful. Whatever is in the heavens and the earth extols His glory. He is the most mighty, the most wise. Whatever is in the heavens and the earth extols His glory.
This means that all that exists proclaims either by words or by the very fact of its existence that the Creator is immune from every kind of flaw or deficiency, weakness or mistake.